Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, June 8th, the year of our Lord, 2025, and this is the day of Pentecost. This is the mighty celebration of the church as we remember the story of the inbreaking of the Holy Spirit, the preaching of the gospel to the masses, and the acceptance of the gospel among those same masses. And we gather together in living proof that that Spirit is alive and among us. So it is an absolute joy to welcome you here to the podcast on this wonderful day of celebration. And I believe we ought to just jump right in and celebrate as we do around here on the podcast by giving thanks to God for everything that is good. And beginning with first things, that is the goodness of God and the goodness of the life that we are given. So let's celebrate that gift first by taking in a deep breath. Take in that breath and don't just hold it, but savor it. The gift of life. And we thank God, the giver of life, for each and every breath. And as we breathe, let's call to mind those good and perfect gifts, the things that light us up inside, that fill us with hope and peace and love and joy. The people and the places, the opportunities, the moments that affirm for us that life is good. God is good. Perhaps turn your face toward the sky, open your arms out wide. And in this posture, in this state of mind, let's begin together in worship.
Come, Holy Spirit, ignite our hearts with your fire. Breathe into us your life, O Spirit of God. Gather us together as one body united in Christ. Fill us with love, courage, and joy for the work of the kingdom. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us today. As you breathed life into the church at Pentecost, breathe your spirit into our fellowship. Stir in us your gifts, awaken us to your call, and bind us together in love. Amen.
The story of the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, as told in the book of Acts in the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days, it will be,' God declares, 'that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it.
Today's scripture reading is from John 20, verses 19 through 23. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we call out to you and we pray, we give you thanks for this good and living word, this word inspired by your Holy Spirit, this word given as a gift for all generations, for all men and women at all times and in all places. And on this day of Pentecost, we recognize the gift, the help, the presence of your Spirit alive and among us. And we pray that this same Spirit will settle our minds, will save us from misinterpretation and distraction, so that we could truly hear this, your good and living word. We ask this in your holy name, and we say, Amen. What a difference, though, 50 days can make. 50 days from Easter to Pentecost Sunday. 10 days from the Ascension to this day. And a lot has changed. A lot has changed in the life of these disciples. We begin this journey and we can reference where they were 50 days ago by looking at this reading from John's Gospel. We read from the 20th chapter, starting at the 19th verse. It's a different kind of day and a different kind of gathering. This is Resurrection Sunday, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week. And the doors of the house of where the disciples met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Jesus comes with a pastoral presence among a group of his friends that have been traumatized by the events of the last several days. And he blesses them with peace. And he comes to them resurrected, yes, but with the scars and the wounds. But they see him, and they can see him and touch him, and they rejoice because they see the fulfillment of everything he had promised. That the destruction of the temple of his body would result in its rebuilding and the raising up on the third day. And there he was in front of them. And again he says, "Peace be with you." And then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Receive the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that we read of today in the reading from Acts. But the Spirit comes in a different way. The Spirit fills the room as he exhales this Spirit, and then they take it into their own lungs. It fills them. It heals them and prepares them, begins to change them, opens them up for the events that will take place over the next 50 days, helps them to retell the story of the last 3 years with a new understanding, a sense of knowing, a gift of peace and assurance that comes from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. And it sustains them. It sustains them until the moment that we get to today. Another gathering on another day, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came the sound of like the rush of a violent wind. The sound of wind and flame. An anointing of a tongue of flame above each and every one of them results in the gift of spoken word. The ability to preach the gospel in the languages of the known world. Even though none of them had training in these languages that they were speaking them nonetheless. The language barrier had been broken. It was broken, and it enabled them to live into the commissioning, to go out into the world and to preach the gospel. Christ is Lord, a gospel of repentance, a gospel of salvation. And this first gift, the ability to be heard in a language that the audience will understand. Well, the sound of the wind has brought the curiosity seekers. Jews from all over the known world are there. And here are all these Galileans speaking, and all of these people from all kinds of places with all different languages are hearing them speak as if they were all native speakers of their own countries. And many of them, I would guess most of them, find it amazing. But then there are some that want to explain it away. You know, they're just drunk. And when Peter hears that, Peter steps forward and says, you know what? You need to stop. You're missing this. They're not drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Now this, you're missing out. Can you see it? This is the fulfillment of the ancient prophecy. Everyone here knows the prophet Joel. You all learned this in Hebrew school. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and old men dream dreams. Pay attention, he says to them. This isn't nothing. This isn't brought on by new wine. This is everything we have come to know. This is the ancient promise that our ancestors told us about. It's happening right before our eyes. Don't miss it. The new age in Christ has arrived. And so it has. And so I think one of the important things for us is to decide how it is we want to be in this crowd. Do we want to be in awe? Do we want to be naysayers? Do we want to explain everything by some easily digestible category? To use just a literary criticism. Everything is metaphor. Nothing is really meant to stand for some present and miraculous reality. We should be convicted by Peter as well. These are not drunk. This story is not fictional. It is the fulfillment of the promise Jesus makes. This Holy Spirit, the help that is given, that is breathed out, that comes like a rushing wind and a tongue of flame. It's not confined to the pages of your Bible or 12 minutes on a podcast. It's alive. It moves like the wind. And it's a gift to anyone who asks for it. To receive this divine mercy, the grace and the peace and the hope and the love and the joy of God, the one who breaks down language barriers, the one that makes a way out of seemingly no way. This is not a story simply of a there and then. It is the story of a beginning. It's the story of the beginning of the movement of God through the church, through the ones that stood there on that day and said, I can't even begin to explain what I'm experiencing right now. But between what you're saying and how it is landing on my spirit, I know that I have to follow. I know that I need to know more. I know that I need to turn my face toward Christ. And so on and so on. And so the church is born, and generation upon generation tells this story to the next generation. I say this all the time, but it's so vitally true. We are participants in this story. We're to be changed by it, invited in. Let the Spirit heal us and open our minds and bless us with peace and wisdom and vision. The one who makes a way out of no way. And then we are to do the same. To go out into the world with our spoken words, to bless the world in thought, word, and deed, and to confess where we fall short in thought, word, and deed, pray for the grace of God and the healing, and know that this Pentecost story is not just then and there, but it is here and now, and it is for us and for our children and our friends and neighbors and our enemies alike and generations to come. Use whatever way you can to tell this story, but tell it. And know that God will always give you the language you need. There are no language barriers in the preaching of the gospel. It is tremendous good news, to which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, we call out to you and we pray. We pray to receive the gift of this, your Holy Spirit, that it would inspire us to speak boldly, that this same Spirit would help us to look critically at our own lives, so that we could fully confess our sin to you. The ways that we fall short, the ways that we are so distracted by things that are not of you. We pray for your forgiveness for the things that we have said and the things we have left unsaid. We pray for your forgiveness for the things that we have done and those things which we have left undone. And we pray, O God, to receive the gift of our faith, that when we come to you honestly, faithfully, when we confess our sin, you will forgive us. And so we pray, God, forgive us. Bless us with new hope, new life in Christ, new encouragement through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you for the faithful that gathered on that day so long ago, those apostles and disciples filled with the Spirit who preached in your name, and those whose minds and spirits were open to receive this gospel, and for the faithful generation that blessed us with the inheritance of this, your good word. The body of Christ, the church. We pray, God, for this your good world, for those who find themselves in positions of power and influence. God, we pray, bless them and keep them, hold them close, inspire them. May the Holy Spirit move in the corridors of power, bringing truth and justice and grace and peace and charity and compassion, like the world has never seen, that the world could only stand back and say, only God. And for those who who don't understand, those who feel as if they have no power and no influence, that they're just racing down this river of life. I pray, grab their hands, pull them up, bless them with assurance, bring them peace, bring provision and sustenance. And you know each and every one of us, God, we come with this prayer list of ours, this list of joys and concerns. Some of us write these things down. Others of us just turn them over in our minds repeatedly, but you know what these lists are. And so we take a moment, oh God, to share these things with you, to turn our prayer lists over to you, to trust you with them. And as we do so, we make quiet space to sit in your presence and to listen for your voice. We break our silence. God, we thank you for the gifts of peace and quiet. We thank you for the rich traditions of our church, for those faithful men and women of good faith and courage who preserved for us our sacred stories, our prayers and our songs, our rites and our rituals. And among these, this jewel, this cornerstone of our faith, this prayer that goes by your name. We pray you to hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we will do so with fresh inspiration, reminded that the Holy Spirit is present with us here and now, blessing us and gifting us and equipping us to go out into the world to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Proclaim the good news of our God, the God we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses us and bids us peace. Let us go in peace. Amen.